Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 13th. Coming up, we'll learn how safety on the U of I campus has changed since a former freshman died from hypothermia after going out drinking with friends a year ago. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. 17 university labs that research food and agriculture have stopped work after President Donald Trump froze the U.S. Agency for International Development last month. As IPM's Jim Meadows reports, now the programs, many housed at Midwest universities, are in limbo.
The Feed the Future Innovation Labs concentrate on improving agriculture and food security both abroad and in the U.S. One of those labs, the University of Illinois' Soybean Innovation Lab, laid off 30 employees after USAID shuttered. University of Missouri professor Kerry Clark was doing research with that lab.
So we've just basically, you know, in the wink of an eye, shut down massive amounts of research that would benefit farmers not only in the United States, but across the world.
Clark says the Soybean Innovation Lab researched a plant disease called soy rust, which exists in the U.S., and how to grow soybeans in drought conditions. Employees at many other innovation labs around the Midwest remain, but officials say that could change. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Journalists from the University of Illinois are working with reporters in Sierra Leone to explore the issue of period poverty. They'll present their work at an event tonight. IPM Student Newsroom's Diana Jung has more.
Period poverty is a global phenomenon. When girls don't have the access to pads and tampons for their periods, it can cause shame and keep them from attending school. In Sierra Leone, a woman-led NGO, Woman Talk, is working to provide menstrual hygiene kits to girls and women. Here's Executive Director Julie Roman.
There are lots of women that are suffering because of lack of this simple feminine hygiene products.
This week's event would include a preview of the forthcoming film Woman Talk, Tailoring Hope, Renewing Futures. I'm Diana Zhang, IPM News.
Tonight's event, Thursday, February 13th, will take place at 6 p.m. at the University YMCA in Champaign. The Urbana Police Chief says a proposed city ordinance to require approval for police surveillance technology goes too far. As IPM's May Ansar reports, he claims the measure would handcuff his department's ability to ensure public safety.
The ordinance would require the police department to get permission before buying or using new surveillance tools, like automatic license plate readers. Urbana Police Chief Larry Boone says his department currently doesn't use any of that technology, but he thinks the proposal could hinder future crime investigations, like a child abduction.
Imagine we would have to convene with city council so that we could make notification that this has happened and utilize the tools that the state police have to help us rescue or recover this young person.
Council sponsors of the ordinance say it would have contingencies for life or death situations while protecting people's privacy. Officials are set to consider the measure at their meeting next Monday. May Antar, IPM News.
Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan left the courthouse smiling, even though a federal jury found him guilty of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. Dave McKinney reports.
When Madigan's verdict was read in court, the once all-powerful Democrat looked at the floor and was otherwise stoic. He left the courtroom a short time later with two of his daughters and on the way to an elevator bank, stopped to shake the hand of a reporter and smiled. Then, facing a crush of news cameras outside the Dirksen Federal Court building, the 82-year-old Madigan was all smiles again, walking briskly, arm in arm with his daughters. As snow fell, Madigan didn't say anything as he stepped inside his lawyer's nearby office building. Outside the public glare, that's where the shock of a verdict that could mean significant prison time during the twilight of his life was unavoidable. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Still to come, we'll learn how safety on the U of I campus has changed since a former freshman died from hypothermia after going out drinking with friends a year ago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries and a high of 23 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 8 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 33 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow and a low of 30 degrees, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow and a high of 39 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The University of Illinois makes national rankings as a party school. Sometimes the drinking culture turns dangerous. U of I freshman Akul Dewan died from hypothermia last year after drinking and becoming separated from his friends. When IPM's Emily Hayes first spoke to his parents, they blamed campus police for failing to find him in time. Now, a year later, Ish and Ritu Dewan are hoping some good will come from their son's death.
Are there any memories or moments with Akul that you've been cherishing this year?
He went with me to Japan during his senior year spring break in high school. You know, that was sort of my gift to, you know, our gift to him, that, you know, he's pretty much done with his high school. A lot of memories. We are going to Japan this spring break, because it was only myself and I, you know, two of us went, but now we're all going. My wife really wanted to go because she feels like she missed out on that trip, and he really loved Japan. So we're trying to memorialize, trying to, you know, relive his memories. And that's what we've been trying to do.
When we last spoke, you had filed a complaint against the University of Illinois Police Department. The police officer who did not find your son that night when he was reported missing resigned in October. How do you feel about that?
We did not know a lot of those details, and we have been all trying to, you know, look forward, because no matter what we do and what we think, we're not bringing him back. So one of the things our therapist, you know, tells us, you know, how can you channel your grief, your energy into something good that could A, help other kids, and B, you know, we could start something in his memory. And she said that might be a better option, and you will feel solace and happiness in that. My challenge is, Emily, to be honest with you, I cannot continue a rational conversation with people, because I break down, and you can see what's happening with me right now.
Yeah. U of I says they are doing more alcohol enforcement during cold weather events now and giving out more information on winter clothing and safety. The school says it's doing more for first-year orientation activities on medical amnesty, safe walks, and cold weather. Does that sound like the kind of change that you were hoping the university would do?
Really glad to hear that, because I was not aware of any of this. And it's very important. I mean, it's how tragic it is that a young kid can end up in a situation right in the middle of the campus. It's just mind-boggling every night. I just think about it, and I just cannot believe this has happened. And there are, you know, there are some similarities, commonalities, which you think about. And the most important thing is alcohol, which played a huge role in this. So one of the things we are thinking is how can we make parents and students and legislators aware the huge risk alcohols have on kids, especially freshmen. He was so young, absolutely had no awareness. And, you know, he was a young kid, you know, got away from home for the first time, trying to just have fun. So little that we knew, you know, these consequences, these orientations, these trainings are so important. And I look across the board through all universities, right? I mean, there have been so many cases. There is so much room to do, you know, more to help educate, train, and generate awareness of dangers. I mean, hypothermia, he had so many clothes. Everything you can think of. And everything just came back to us in big boxes. I mean, how can that be possible?
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with me. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I just want to thank you, Emily, for reaching out. And I hope that, you know, the message I want to share is the positive message. You know, what can we do to honor our son?
I've been talking with Ish Dawin, parent of Akul, who died a year ago at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Diana Jung, May Antar, Dave McKinney, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.